It's overwhelmingly improbable that the pilots were responsible for this crash, and overwhelmingly probable that the crash occurred because the plane was no longer under their control. And I'm telling you, the considerations here are so elementary and so straightforward that I'm going to be acutely disappointed if you don't agree that the case has been made here. But that's the case I'm going to make. Wellstone, as you all know, died on a plane crash that occurred on 25 October 2002. It was about 3 weeks, actually it was only 10 days before the election. His wife was aboard and a daughter, three aides, and two pilots. They would have been heading for Duluth afterward, but of course the crash interrupted the plans for the day. They flew out of St. Paul Airport on Friday about 9:30 in the morning. They were expected in at Eveleth, Virginia Airport at about 10:20. When the plane didn't show up, Gary Ullman, the airport assistant manager, hopped up in his own plane, took right off. Other planes had landed at the airport earlier that day without any difficulty and started surveying, looking around for the crash. He saw some bluish-white smoke in the distance and discounted it because jet fuel burns coarsely black. That was what he expected to see. So he flew around the airport trying to find another crash location, found none, returned to the bluish-white smoke and discovered that that indeed was the location of the crash. This was at 11 a.m. Okay, so plane was overdue, it was due in at 10:20, it actually crashed at 10:22. Gary Ullman didn't realize it was overdue for nearly a half an hour. Then he located the crash site, not until 11 a.m. First thing he did was go down and bring the fire chief up so they could figure out a way to get into the crash site, which they determined by about 11:15. Now, the plane was a terrific aircraft. It's something like the Rolls-Royce of small planes. It's a Beechcraft King Air A-100. Experts marvel at the plane. It practically flies itself. It's got a lot of sophisticated de-icing equipment, which are shown here. It's got these boots that can be expanded that will break off the ice. The fact of the matter is that although there were a lot of reports, even on the national news channels like CNN, reporting that there had been freezing rain and snow, this was in fact not true. There had been a major storm that had passed through southern Minnesota, but not in northern Minnesota, where the weather was really rather typical, not a whole lot different than it's been today. In fact, I'd say probably somewhat better. But the plane is a very sophisticated aircraft. This plane happened to have an excellent maintenance history. Here's a photograph of the Wellstone plane. There just were no problems with the plane.